the first tip I would give teachers is forget about the other kids with autism that you've had in your class, because there's a good chance that this child is going to be nothing like them. That adage that if you've seen one child with autism, you've seen one child with autism. I think that makes it really hard for teachers and our educational system, and especially now that they've gotten rid of terms like Asperger's and it's just all autism spectrum disorder. It's just such a diverse group that it's hard to come up with strategies that are going to work with all of the different kids, whether they're an IQ of 120 and just have social deficits versus somebody who has language impairment, who has cognitive impairment, and has the autistic traits. What teachers often struggle with more than anything is oral language. Talking to the child won't be your primary tool for communicating with a child with autism. With typically developing kids, oral language often is our medium for trying to get them to understand things. And often, kids with autism, it's not. When the child with autism clearly isn't understanding, whether it's an academic task or a behavioral expectation or a schedule change, resist the impulse to use more language when you're not getting through to the child. Have a sense of humor. If we can laugh at the crazy and often undesirable things that a child with autism does, we're going to enjoy things and be much more effective than if we can't laugh at them. And to try not to take the child's behavior personally, not to feel that it's directed at you, and if they're having undesirable behaviors, and also to try not to attribute it personally to them. Keep reminding yourself that their behaviors aren't them, that their behaviors are their autism, that doesn't mean that this is a bad person or a bad child. It's the autistic traits or characteristics that are causing the behavior, not them personally.